The global cancer burden is growing at an alarming pace, with experts calling for the urgent implementation of efficient prevention strategies to curb the disease. The latest edition of the World Cancer Report, published by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, shows that in 2012, the number of new cancer cases rose to 14 million and will continue to rise to reach 22 million cases annually within the next two decades. The most common cancers diagnosed were those of the lung, 1.8 million, breast cancer, 1.7 million, and stomach cancer, 1.4 million. The report says developing countries are disproportionately affected by the increasing number of cancers, with more than 60% of cancer cases occurring in Africa, Asia, Central and South America. Dr. Bernard Stewart, who is one of the editors of the report, says treatment alone was no longer effective in the battle against cancer.
What else can be done is prevention at two levels, what is called primary prevention, which is reduced contact with recognized carcinogens, whether they are related to personal behavior, such as tobacco smoking, alcohol intake, or the minority of cancers that are caused by environmental exposures over which people have no control, such as exposures in the workplace or exposures due to pollution. All of these things, both the personal situation and the pollution and workplace situation, can be addressed by regulation. It's not just a matter of personal choices, it's a matter of people being supported in their personal choices by appropriate restrictions on the pricing, the availability and the advertising of these various products that are associated with an increased burden of cancer.
He says governments must show political commitment to progressively scale up the implementation of high-quality screening and early cancer detection programs, adding that they are an investment rather than a cost. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.